Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There is arguably no more important front at the moment, certainly no more illuminating front, than the continent of Europe. What is happening there with respect to the struggle between the free world and the forces determined to destroy it is palpable for those with the will, the vision, and the courage to look at it squarely and help the rest of us understand what is going on. One such individual, I'm very pleased to say, is Dr. Giulio Meotti. He is the cultural editor for an Italian daily newspaper based in Rome, Il Foglio. He also writes for the indispensable Gatestone Institute and is a weekly columnist for Arutz Sheva in Israel. He has contributed mightily with his writings through such publications as the Wall Street Journal, Commentary, National Review, Fox News, Front Page, the Jerusalem Post, and more. He is also the author of several important books, A New Shoah, The Untold Story of Israel's Victims of Terrorism, a tale of the Second Intifada against Israel, and a newer book, as of yet only available in Italian, The End of Europe, but we hope to see it in English very soon. Dr. Meotti, thank you very much for joining us and for giving so generously of your time. We'll have a full hour with you, I'm delighted to say, to talk about what's happening in Europe and what it means for us. Welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Frank.
There's so much to talk about and so many different aspects of it that you've covered so well, but I thought I might start with some of your analyses of what's going on in France at the moment. You described the phenomenon as a decomposing civilization. What is causing this decomposition? And talk a little bit about symptoms of the disorder.
Yesterday, there was the second anniversary of the 13 November major terror attacks committed by the Islamic State in Paris. And the French President Emmanuel Macron and the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, and the former president, François Hollande, were in this park releasing the balloons to the sky. And I think that image is a very plastic manifestation of the current chaos and weakness in France.
A lot of hot air, you might say, but not much substance?
You know, it's rhetorical, it's sentimental, it's funny. It's after 2 years, there's been a funny response to the most important jihadist attack on Europe's soil since the 9/11. 130 people were butchered by the Islamic State commando that night. And since then, I think France is frailing from inside. Ivan Krastev, who is a very brilliant chairman of the Center for Liberal Strategies in Sofia in Bulgaria, recently explained to Le Figaro, the French daily newspaper, that the migrant crisis has been the 9/11 of the European Union. France has been the major ground zero of this crisis. In the last 2 years, the French authorities made very important achievements in their war against the jihadist cells. They foiled 32 terror attacks. They sides about 600 firearms. They searched about 5,000 people and they arrested 800 individuals connected to the jihadist hemisphere, you know, in Al-Qaeda, ISIS, But from the cultural and religious and social point of view, I think we are witnessing the agony of France, as a famous book in the 40s by Chavez Nogales was titled, during the falling of Paris under the Nazis' march. You understand from many aspects. First of all, the French authorities are now monitoring about 15,000 French Islamists. It's a huge army, more than the Swedish army. We are talking about a community of Salafists, of radical Muslims who are ready to take the weapons against their own state. About 20,000 Jews left France in the last couple of years since the attacks on Charlie Hebdo and the kosher supermarket in Paris. The safety of ordinary French people is under attack. You know, two girls were slaughtered in Marseille last month by an Islamist who passed through Italy and went there to strike. And no French terrorists lost the citizenship who went to fight in Syria. The magazine Charlie Hebdo, who is a major protagonist of this season, is now receiving this week new death threats because a cartoon on Tariq Ramadan, a famous so-called moderate Muslim, who is accused of sexual assault. No major French publication expressed solidarity with Charlie Hebdo by reprinting Islamic cartoons, which should have been the, you know, brave and most significant response to their carnage.
Let me ask you, Dr. Mayotte, you've described very ominous trends in France. To what extent are these trends a function of what has happened with respect to demographic changes in that country, specifically the introduction of large numbers of immigrants, many of them, as you've pointed out, from northern or other parts of Africa, as well as the Middle East?
This summer, French President Macron ended up in the middle of political storm with accusation of racism and xenophobia for saying that women with 7 or 8 children are responsible for the current condition of the African continent, creating, according to Macron, a civilizational challenge. Now, the problem is that this kind of challenge is taking place inside France. The French economist Charles Gave recently predicted that France will have a Muslim majority by the middle of the century, in an estimate that doesn't take into consideration the number of expected new migrants. So according to the current demographic situation inside the country, they might have a Muslim majority by the middle of the century. What will happen then? We don't know. Eric Zemmour, who is a very important French author, he wrote the book The Suicide of France, wrote that when there would be 20 million Muslims in France, we might accept the Ataturk model of a kind of dictatorship to protect the separation of church and state, the freedom of expression, freedom of conscience, you know, the pillars of the Western culture, who are now under threat in France. You know, we had cartoonists who were killed, Jews who were attacked, the same joie de vivre symbols, restaurants, the theaters, the boulevard were under attack. So France now is the major point of this, you know, Islamist storm in the middle of Europe, I think.
Well, I want to talk a great deal more about this phenomenon, and to make sure that I'm clear about what the prognosis is here, you've indicated that some are speculating that at a Muslim population of about 20%, there might be a pushback by the rest of the society establishing essentially protection for the culture of the French Republic. The population, as I understand it, of Muslims in France today is 12%. So it's closing fast on that 20% mark. And When we come back, Dr. Meyare, I want to find out if there's any evidence that this kind of course correction is actually now in prospect. We'll be right back with more in this very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio with Dr. Giulio Meotti, the Gatestone Institute, and Il Foglio in Rome. Right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.